Welcome to Color Story, the podcast that explores the transformative and magical power of colors in people's lives. I'm your host, Claire Lacey, and I'm excited to bring you engaging and colorful conversations with guests who have harnessed the beauty of color in their own unique ways. Together, we'll dive deep into the emotions, memories, and experiences that colors evoke in our hearts and minds. Join me as we journey through the vibrant spectrum of colors and discover how they can connect us to our true selves, heal our souls, and empower us to unleash our creativity. So take a deep breath and get ready to be whisked away on a colorful journey of inspiration and creativity. No need to be an expert artist. Just bring an open mind and let's see what we can create together. Today I have Safra Peters, who is an illustrator from Canada, who uses bold colors, movement, and imagery inspired by her South Asian culture to create joyful designs. Growing up, she did not see positive representations of herself in mainstream media and is using her art to rewrite that narrative. She hopes to empower and spark joy and positivity in others through her work. A few of her clients include the CBC KW, the University of Waterloo, and the City of Brampton. Thank you for being with me today.
Hi, Claire. Thank you so much for having me today. I feel honored to just be able to talk with you on the podcast level of things today and just talk about color because I love color.
I know. I think that's what drew each other to one another. So I'm glad we can talk more in depth about color one-on-one. This Yay. Is great. Thank you. Well, I obviously see your work all over Twitter and social media and the Web3 community, and what you're doing is very bold and colorful and fun, I think is the right word to say. And you've been doing a lot of different mediums too. Like you've been selling stickers, you've been doing, I would say, workshops and different topics in Web3 and illustration, and you have an Etsy shop, and you even do painting on custom shoes.
Yeah.
And with all of that, is there like a favorite direction you prefer to work with?
Yeah, and that's a good question. I think it's hard to pick one. I think everything that I'm doing is like me giving a little piece of me into all these different avenues. So, of course, I started out doing digital art and digital illustration, but like when I started out doing digital art, it was only in 2019, and I went on this huge journey where I did one piece of art every day for a whole year. And while I did that, my whole world expanded and my mind expanded into what I could turn my art into. And that's when I started painting sneakers because I was like, this could be so much more than just digital. And so it's hard to pick one avenue because whether it's digital and traditional, they both bring me different forms of joy. And I think as an artist, it's important to test out different mediums and explore. If you stick to one thing, the inspiration kind of gets like just like a straight deadline versus when you're trying new things, it kind of spikes up and down or like it keeps going up. So yeah, it's hard to say, but I would say that my digital illustrations are the ones that I lean to the most because that's just where I started as like a digital artist. And I don't know, I love the flexibility of digital. It's more forgiving than traditional physical art. So yeah.
It is. Well, and with that, I want to talk more about the colors you choose to use and what may have influenced that.
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of influence, I think I get a lot of my love for bold colors from my background. So I'm South Asian, specifically North Indian. And I don't know, I was born and raised here in Toronto, like in a suburb called Brampton, just outside of Toronto. And so of course I didn't grow up in India itself, but watching Indian movies and, you know, dressing up to go to family parties, watching my mom dress up, there was always these colorful clothing, the music, when I watched movies and the the clothing that they would wear in the movies, as well as when I did go to visit India, everything was filled with like color and brightness and joy and happiness. And so I think that's just always been ingrained into me, is like that love of color, even just through ancestry. Like I may not be able to connect with all of my ancestors, but I think it's just something in my blood and in my like spirit that's just like connecting me. Like it feels very aligned when I use lots of color in my work. I just feel like I'm connecting to my roots.
Yeah, it sounds like it's definitely ingrained into your DNA.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to say it. Exactly.
And I think even just the colors you choose to wear on a day-to-day basis, and for example, your nail polish.
Yeah, right now I have like clear with like purple. It's like a French manicure, but it's purple instead of white. Today I'm wearing a little bit of a basic plaid top, but you're right. Normally I do wear a lot of color. But I would say like I don't think I was always like that. I think for a long time this whole like trend of minimalist culture was a big thing, and like muted tones was a big trend, and I thought that as an artist, that's just who I had to be because that's what everyone else was doing and that's what was trending. And so I did try that for a bit, but I just didn't feel aligned with that. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are days where I'm having a horrible day and I'm just wearing dull colors, or random days like today where I'm wearing like black and white, of course. But I don't know, I feel like it's okay to not listen to society when they tell you to do things.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because I find that when I've had conversations with friends about color, that they and society often seem to be afraid of it. Do you see that as well? And how do you?
Absolutely. People are scared of color. I don't know why. I haven't figured it out. I understand being scared of like dressing colorfully or like buying certain pieces because it's like, oh, well, if I buy this vivid purple shirt, it's not going to match with anything else. And that, okay, I get. But like, yeah, I don't understand this whole big fear around color. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and I've had friends who also picking out items of clothes, eyeglasses, will be drawn to something they really love, but then will put it back because they say they can't wear it at work.
Oh.
Even though it's just like blue, purple, it's nothing
Huh.
totally unusual. Yeah.
So like workplaces ban bright colors?
I think that's what a lot of people feel, even though that's not the case. I think
Oh, it's just this mindset they've kind of, this rule they've made up kind of thing.
exactly. And it's like, do you have any suggestions for people to break out of that to get back into choosing the colors you love?
I would say do what makes you happy. I feel like a lot of the times we're worried about what other people think, and even in this whole I can't wear it at work, like if your boss never explicitly said you can't wear bright colored frames to work, I think you're okay. I think you're okay. Obviously depends on your job, but I would say like tune into what makes you happy. Like something that I have to tell myself is we only have one life to live. So why would I live it trying to appease other people and make other people more comfortable? I should be living a life that fulfills me and that I'm content and happy with. And that just so happens for me to be making art and making art that is bold and colorful and makes people happy. So just do you.
Well, and I think a lot of the work that you put out, or even just on social media, has a lot of positive affirmations to it. And I think today you had one especially that you had a globe, and can you share what it was?
Yeah, so I made this little reel of myself doing this illustration, and it was a Saturn, and it was like lettering. So I'm exploring hand lettering, side note. And so the illustration said, if the universe didn't need you, you wouldn't be here. And like the way I positioned it was like the if the universe wouldn't need you part was kind of like an arch at the top, and inside of the Saturn was you wouldn't be here. And yeah, I don't know, I like spreading positive messages and just making people happy to be here, because personally I've been on a journey right now where I've been tuning more into my spirituality and the self, and just like learning to love myself more. And I think everybody, we all need that in this world. And so if I can do my part in spreading that through my art, I don't know, I think that's really important to me. And I think the use of color plays a big part in that because our moods are attached to colors, whether people want to admit it or not. Different colors evoke different feelings. So in that piece, I use pinks, greens, I think I used orange. So like uppity, happy colors is what I tried to do with it. And I don't know. I personally think I got the message across.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. I saw it today and I thought it was perfect affirmation
Thank you.
for any day of the week. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, with your relationship with color, do you feel like it has evolved over time? Is there more of a maturity to it than when you first started working as an artist?
Yeah, definitely. I think when I first started, like I said, I was kind of scared to use color as well. Like this whole scare, but for me it was more so I didn't know how to use color. And so it was just easier to use more muted, natural, earthy tones. I'm trying to see if I have an example to show, not necessarily, but yeah, I don't know. I just more so liked the muted tones because it was easier and it was what I saw. But when I started really accepting what made me happy and like what I liked, and like for example, I'd be on Twitter and I would see pieces that I really liked, and I would ask myself, what is it about this that I like? And it was like from other artists, and I was like, I like that they use a lot of color. And that's when I started realizing, like, I actually like to use a lot of color. Like, why am I not using color in my own work? And I think that journey was one that I had to take in order to really fall into place with myself as an artist. Now I would say like I'm definitely still learning because I'm a self-taught artist, so I'm still learning the proper ways of like color theory and like mixing the right colors together and how colors affect mood. But I'm really like, I don't know, in a way I'm kind of obsessed with that a color can just like make you feel a certain way, and that's something that I'm trying to learn more about right now. But I don't think that would have been me 3 years ago. Like I wouldn't, like, you know, I wouldn't have cared about that. I wouldn't have thought that that was so important. So I think that's kind of how I've matured, is just like really accepting color for what it is and just like being okay with the fact that I love so much color and embracing it.
Well, and are there certain colors, even if you're not using it in an illustration, maybe just your day-to-day life, that you really need to use to feel a certain way or to help recover from feeling another way?
I love this question. I would say, okay, I don't know if this directly answers it, but I'm very drawn to like lilac, like the one that's on my nails, like a light pink and blue, like this kind of blue, like my squishmallow. I love those three colors a lot, and for some reason I'm just like drawn to those colors, and they make me feel grounded in a way. Like if I'm feeling down or overwhelmed, like I just look at anything I have. I have so many things in my room that color, just to just feel grounded and at peace. And I don't know how to explain that feeling, but it's just like it brings me back to myself. Just looking at things like, I don't know, like for example, this journal is this pink, light pink color. Even my AirPods case is blue. Like these are colors that I just put all around me. And it's so weird. So every morning for breakfast, I have a bowl of oatmeal, and we have these bowls at home where on the outside they're white, but on the inside they're like different colors. So one's like blue, one's green, one's yellow, and every day I pick a different one depending on how I'm feeling. I don't know how to explain it. But like I'm very picky. Like I won't just pick a random one. I'll like look and like, okay, I'm feeling like this color today, and I'll pick that bowl and then I'll eat it. And it's not even like I'm eating it thinking of the color, but it's just like a thing that I want a bowl that like matches how I feel, you know?
I tend to do that too. And but I think it's also like our bodies just know. And I think the wavelength of the color is what you're being drawn to, right? And maybe the food is touching that wavelength and then it's being digested. So then that's sort of what's with you through the day.
That's so true. I haven't thought of it that way. Now you've just probably grown my obsession. I'm gonna be like really thoroughly looking through the bowls tomorrow. Like, what do I want to feel for the rest of the day?
Well, I think you're talking about being more in tune to spirituality. And I think there's sort of an intersection of that with color also. And if we talk about, I guess, Eastern thought and the chakras, and then each chakra is represented by a color or an energy field, and colors are energy. So it just kind of blends together.
Intense. Yeah, that's beautiful. That makes me really happy. And I think like I've had those thoughts too when picking those bowls. I remember I think one day I wanted to be connected to my heart chakra, so I purposely picked a green bowl. Like I remember having that active thought. So, yeah, it's just cool that it's just all related in a way.
I love these conversations, so I'm glad I was a part of it. And did anyone else, any or in, did anyone specifically influence your understanding of color? Just sort of family functions and.
Yeah, like I was looking at that and I was trying to think like who influenced me, and I was like, there's no one that comes to mind. I guess I can credit artists that I've seen on Instagram, and I mean there's no name that comes to my mind right now, but just seeing all the art that I see online that just like had pushed me to just fall into line with my natural love for color through my art. But other than that, like there's not one specific aha moment I had, or like one specific person that kind of switched the switch for me. I think it was just like a gradual climb of like an inward climb of tuning back inward with myself, if that makes sense.
I'm curious, what would you tell other people on giving them advice on how to live a more kaleidoscopic, colorful life?
I love this question. I would say to take time to spend inward, because I think color is different for everyone, but I don't know, for some reason I think color just means being your most authentic and colorful self, even if you don't necessarily love bold, bright colors. I feel like living a kaleidoscope life means just being in tune with yourself and every aspect of yourself almost. And so I guess my advice would be is to journal and just do the inner work, because that's personally what's helped me is journaling, yoga, meditation, all these things helps me turn inwards, and it helps me be in tune with my authentic self, which just happens to be a color loving artist. So I feel in terms of advice, I would say, yeah, like just do the inner work and find out what your true self is, and don't be afraid to be that person, because we have one life in this body. So make it what you want it to be. And yeah, don't be afraid to scream it to the rooftops and be authentically you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And how can our listeners find you? If they want to find you online, where would it be?
Ah, absolutely. All my socials are the same. It's my first and last name. So it's Saphra Peters, Saphera Peters, Peters. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Yes, I just started YouTube. So that's like a fun thing I'm doing. Yeah, those are my main platforms. And if you want to send me an email, it's just saphrapeters@gmail.com. I'm always open to chat.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing your color story with us today. It's been fun.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining me on this colorful journey today. Your support and engagement mean the world to me, and I'm grateful for your listening ears. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review Color Story on your favorite platform. And if you know someone who loves exploring the spectrum of colors, don't forget to share this with them too. I'm always eager to hear your thoughts and ideas on what to discuss next. Let's keep the conversation going over on Instagram at Classic Claire Colors and on Twitter at ClaireNFT. To wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you to not be afraid of color. Embrace it and harness it. Until next time, ask yourself how you can make your day more colorful and bring a little extra color into someone else's life too.